Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, One Fresh Onion. Listen real closely now. See if you can hear a sound. No sound, huh? Nothing. Well, I hope that's not the way the Rice Krispies package at your house acts, because if it does, it's empty. And if that's the case, you ask Mother to please get some more Rice Krispies at the store. Then, tomorrow morning, when you pour the milk on those Rice Krispies, you will hear a sound, a happy little snap, crackle, pop. And do you know why? Because those Rice Krispies have been tumble-toasted, an exclusive Kellogg process that spins Rice Krispies with crispy goodness and makes them golden toasty all over. Have some for breakfast tomorrow. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles roamed the West in the cause of law and order, befriending the pioneer, fighting the outlaw. More than once, a thundering adventure for the two saddle partners started from a little thing, like the all-out fight that began with one fresh onion.
Hurry up with that bacon. I'm starving to death.
You get one thing at a time, you big empty barrel. Yeah, how many hands you think I got? Yeah, there, you start on that first.
Woo-wee, I sure will.
Here's yours, Wild Bill.
Thank you, Sud. Looks mighty good.
What's this you gave me, Sud?
What, that's a green onion. Ain't you never seen one before?
Yeah, but it looks fresh.
Well, it is.
Well, where'd you get it? First time I've seen one since I've been out here in New Mexico.
Yeah, well, you're going to see a lot more. There's a farmer named Spalletti, raises them in the North Valley, brings them to me by the bushel.
A farmer?
Yeah, well, that's what I said, Wild Bill.
Oh, what's a farmer doing in North Valley? Why, that's open cattle range.
You will not know more, it ain't. Spalletti and some of his relatives took up homesteads up there. He raises right good onions, tomatoes, corn, beans. He ought to be in here today. You can see for yourself.
Oh, boy, this onion is sure good. How come I only get one, you old skin flint?
Well, it's the only one I had left. Spalletti will bring me some more. Come back later.
Hey, what's that shooting, Bill?
Yeah, hey, it's Spalletti. Somebody's shooting at him.
Come on, Jingle.
Oh! Oh! Judge! Judge! Judge, you helped me, huh? Hide me someplace. Don't let him get me no more.
Hey, well, look, Wild Bill, he's all beat up. Hey, get him in here to a chair.
Sit him down right here, Bill.
There, that's it.
What happened, Spalletti? Who beat you up?
Who are you?
Hey, this is Wild Bill Hickok, U.S. Marshal. Hey, you better tell him all about it, Spalletti.
Yeah, you look like you could use some help. Oh, he's a big lawman, Wild Bill. Please, Mr. Hickok, you help me, huh? They tried to kill Spalletti.
Who tried to kill you?
Stanner. Reaper Stanner, and the man that works for him. We call him Puncher. They cut my fence. They put cows into my onions. Tell me they're going to kill me, burn down my house.
Hey, Wild Bill, here comes Stanner now.
Well, we'll pull his fangs right fast. Now, you get behind me, Spalletti. He can't find you there.
Easy, Jingles. We got to know what goes on here first.
I tell you the truth, Mr. Hickok. Don't you let him get at me.
Where is he? Bring him running in
here. There he is, boss, behind that big rain barrel.
Rain barrel? Don't you call me that.
Drag him out, Puncher. We're going to settle his hash.
You're not going to settle anything for a minute, mister.
Who's this Jasper, boss?
Some meddling maverick that wants to get his face pushed in. Get out of my way.
No, no. You get away from me. Stop him. Stop him.
Hold it, Stanner, if that's your name.
I'll get him, boss.
You get a broken arm if you ain't careful.
Hey, you pig.
Now hold still before I lose my patience. Hey. You cut into my breakfast, so I ain't apt to be too good-natured with you.
Cut it out. You're breaking my arm.
I'm not breaking it, but don't give me any ideas.
All right, you two, you're asking for it.
Bill, he's gone.
Charlie, that coyote's either got a stomachache or he's hungry. If he'd come on down to the bunkhouse, I'd fix him right up with a big bowl of Rice Krispies.
Hey, coyotes make many different kinds of sounds out here. But now, they're not like Rice Krispies. You kids who have Kellogg's Rice Krispies for breakfast know that they make the same special sound every morning. Snap, crackle, pop. It never changes because Rice Krispies never change. They're always fresh and crisp, always delicious.
Let me tell all the wranglers why that is, Charlie. Partners and friends, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are tumble toasted, toasted round and round in big rotary ovens. When the tumbling is all over, every kernel of Rice Krispies is spun through with crispy goodness and golden toasty all over. No other cereal can make this statement. Snap, crackle, pop.
Quite a speech, Slim. Quite a speech. And kids, come on and make friends with Kellogg's Rice Krispies. They want to make friends with you. They'd like to greet you every morning with a snap, crackle, pop. Ask Mom to get a box of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. When Wild Bill and Jingles made a move to block Rip Stanner from getting to Spalletti, it started a free-for-all fight, and Stanner whipped out a six-gun.
That stopped him, Bill.
Yeah, I reckon Mr. Stanner ain't never met Wild Bill Hickok before. Else he wouldn't have been so reckless.
Hickok?
Boss, let's get out of here.
I'm not running from Hickok to nobody else.
Nobody asked you to run, Stanner, but you might stand there a minute and explain some of this.
I told you, Mr. Hickok, he tried to kill me, tried to run me off of my place.
All right, Spalletti, I've heard your side. Now let's see what Stanner has to say.
I got this to say, Hickok. This is none of your business.
Now that's not going to be a good enough explanation for Bill, mister. You better keep right on talking.
All right. Anybody knows this is cattle country, open range, the whole of New Mexico's grazing land. Now Spalletti and the rest of them fence-building varmints are cutting it up.
Got homesteads from the government, didn't they?
That's right. We got a homestead. I got a paper.
Paper be hanged. Us cattlemen need that grass, and we ain't going to stand a hitch for no seed farmers and their fences.
Their claim is legal, Stanner. You've got plenty of land left for your cattle.
Yeah, and you're just lucky you didn't hit him with one of those slugs, or you'd be on your way to jail right now.
You two better keep out of this. I'm warning you right now. We're going to run Spalletti and his kind back to where they come from or fix them up for burying.
I wouldn't advise that, mister.
You get in the way, and somebody will be hitting you in the face with a spade, too.
I'm sure glad you come home with me. Now you come in, I give you lots to eat after a long ride, huh?
Well, I ain't gonna say no to that after those Jaspers broke up my last meal.
You live here alone, Spalletti?
My brother Antonio live with me. Oh, he leave a pile of spaghetti on the stove. You see, darling, I get you some. And lots of green onions, huh?
You sure you got plenty? Have some of them onions, Bill.
No, thank you, partner.
Sure, always a plenty. Antonio make a very good spaghetti. Not like my Maria, but very good.
Where's your brother?
Every night, Antonio go out to ride around the fence, make sure nobody cut it with the snippers. Eat up, my friend. He'll be back pretty soon.
Yeah, I sure will. I didn't get no more than half started back there at Sud's Cafe when that sidewinder started shooting at you.
Mr. Hickok, somebody to shoot.
Yeah, come on, Jingles.
Doggone it. Why couldn't they wait till I was through eating before they started all that gun smoke?
Coming from over there.
You can't see a thing, Bill. Sure did get dark quick.
What's in that direction, Spalletti?
That's my land too, Mr. Hickok. Please, here we go. See, huh? My brother Antonio, he's out there someplace.
Sure, Spalletti. Come on, Jingles, let's ride.
That time.
So did I, Jingles.
That comes from by my fence, Mr. Hickok.
Then we'll just let them know we're coming.
Hold it, Jingles. Spalletti's brother's out there someplace. You might hit him.
Oh, I just shot up in the air, Bill. You couldn't hit nothing in this dark anyway.
Hey, Mr. Hickok, they run away.
Yeah, Bill, those shots are coming from farther off.
They're cutting my face. The cows are coming in. Eat all of my onions.
Looks like Rip Stanner's keeping his promise, Bill.
We'll have to prove that, partner. And if we're going to do that, we'll have to catch him. Let's go.
Now you're talking, Bill. Head. Angelo.
The way to meet Hickok. I hear somebody.
Well, watch out.
Joker. Oh, What is it, Bill?
Angelo, help me.
It's my brother, Tony.
Well, where is he, Bill?
He's over this way. Come, please.
We're with you, Spalletti.
Tony. Tony, where are you?
Here, Angelo, on the ground.
Jingles, light a match.
Yeah.
Oh, please, Tony, why are you lying on the ground? Are you hurt? Angelo, shoot me.
Bill, looks like he shot up pretty bad.
Who did it, Tony? Did you see him?
No. They cut the wire, and I shoot. They shoot back. I feel hard the iron in my chest.
Yeah, help me with him, Jingles. We gotta get him back in the house.
Sure, you just grit your teeth now, Tony boy, and I'll pick you up easy.
Oh,
you're gonna be all right, Tony. This is Wild Bill Hickok. He's going to fix you up.
Yeah, and then we're going to track down the varmints that shot you and fix them up, too.
I don't hear nobody following us, Buncher. Let's pull up and listen. Whoa, boy.
Oh, there, boy. Whoa, whoa. Guess you're right, boss. I don't hear no horses.
Well, that's a break.
Who you reckon it was that come out shooting at us?
I could make a good guess, Puncher.
Who?
That blasted tin horn Marshal Hickok and his big moose of a deputy.
You think they're staying down at Spalletti's?
Nobody else would have anything to do with dirt farmers in this country.
Well, you plugged that one, Jasper, before they rode up. I heard them holler.
Yeah, and that's what's got me worried.
How come?
Oh, use your head, Puncher. If one of them others was Hickok and he can prove it was us that plugged that Jasper, we're in the soup.
Well, how's he going to prove it? He didn't catch us.
Oh, think, Featherbrain. Those cows we drove in that onion patch carry my brand. Don't take anybody smart as Hickok to put two and two together from that.
Yeah, and I heard tell that Hickok ain't exactly got rocks in his head.
Well, you heard right.
Hey, maybe we could get them cows out without him knowing it.
Now, how do you figure out... Hey, now, wait a minute. Maybe you got ahead after all, Punter.
Yeah.
It's a long shot, but if we could figure out how to get Hickok away long enough to drive off those cows and fix that fence, it might work.
Yeah, but how are we going to do that?
There's one thing Hickok's got. It's more curiosity than a cub grizzly. Come on, Puncher. Let's us get a keg of blasting powder. We got to work fast. Up, boy.
How's he doing, Bill?
He's out of his head now, Jingles, but I'm betting he'll pull through.
Oh, I got to thank you, Mr. Hickok. You're a real friend to Tony and me.
Looks like you could use a friend. Say, Bill.
Yeah, partner?
Speaking of that, do you reckon we could get started after the varmint that shot Tony now?
I guess so, Jingles. But first, I want to check over those cows that came through that fence.
Well, what have they got to do with it?
Most cows carry a brand, Jingles. Might give us a place to start.
Doggone it. Why didn't I think of that?
Well, don't let it worry you, partner. Let's go.
Bill, did you hear that?
Hey, what was that?
Sounded like a charge of blasting powder.
Sure did. That or dynamite.
Dynamite makes more of a thud. Come on, let's take a look.
But what's anybody doing with blasting powder this time of night?
That's a good question, Jingles. I wish I had an answer for you.
Hey, there's another one. That's a two.
That's right, and I'm getting curious.
Me too, Jingles. And you stay here with Spalletti and Tony. I'll go scout around.
No, I ain't going to do it. Now lock the door, Spalletti, and keep that rifle handy, and don't go out no matter what happens. Hey, Bill! Wait for me!
Slim, you know Kellogg's Rice Krispies are tumble toasted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I'll tell you one thing that tumble toasting does.
Oh, I know what it does to them. It spins those Rice Krispies chuck full of crispy goodness and makes them golden toasty all over.
That's what tumble toasting does for Rice Krispies. I mean what it does for fruit.
Oh, for fruit? Uh-huh. Shucks, there ain't no tumble toasted fruit, Charlie. Only Kellogg's knows how to tumble toast.
Sure. But tumble toasting is what gives Rice Krispies their wonderful flavor. And that's what makes fruit taste so good at breakfast time. Try it and you'll see what I mean. Put some canned peach slices on your Rice Krispies tomorrow morning. Or slice some banana on top, fresh banana. Or, oh boy, put frozen berries, strawberries or raspberries or blackberries. Put those on your Rice Krispies. Boy, is that a delicious dish.
Sounds mighty mouthwatering, too. I'll do that tomorrow. Yes, sir, tomorrow. And while we're about it, here's what I wish. I wish all our saddle buddies would do that, too. I wish that they'd all decide right now to have Kellogg's Rice Krispies and some sort of fruit for breakfast. Not sometime, tomorrow. Tomorrow for sure.
Will you do that, pal? Huh? Ask Mom to get you a big box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies today.
While Bill and Jingles were just about to go down to look at the brands on the cows and Spalletti's onion patch when they heard two distant explosions. The second one got Bill's curiosity up, and the two partners rode off to have a look. Meanwhile, Rip Stanner and Puncher were keeping watch not far away.
Hey, there they go, Rip. Two horses just rode away from Spalletti's place.
I heard them. Let them get a little further off, Puncher. How many charges of that powder did you set?
Five. That was a third one.
You put a different length fuse on each one, huh?
Yeah, just like you said.
All right, let's ride. That ain't going to hold Hickok for long. He'll figure it out right quick. We got to work fast and head for them cattle. Huh, boy?
Hiya! Get along there! Hiya! Hiya!
That was a real smart trick, Stanner.
You got to be smart to fool Hickok, but I reckon we put one over on him this time, and if this don't work, we're going to have to kill him.
Bill, there goes another blast. That makes four.
Yeah, Jingles. They're coming from up on that hill ahead of us.
I don't care where they're coming from. It don't make sense for anybody to be out blasting at night like this.
You're right about that, Jingles.
You reckon some night owl's doing some mining up here?
I don't know. Slow down to a walk. I'm beginning to smell burnt powder. Ooh, Buckshot. Slow, boy.
Yeah, me too. I wish it wasn't so dad blamed dark.
The smell's getting stronger. Yeah. Ooh, Buckshot.
Ooh, Joker. What'd you find, Bill?
Nothing yet. I'm going to go down and take a look. Stand there, Buckshot.
Now be careful, Bill. Maybe there's another. Well, that's five. I got a feeling it's silly to be striking matches where blasting powder's been. Here it is.
Hey, Jingles. Look, nothing but a hole in the ground right in the side of that. Boy, no, we've been tricked.
Tricked? Bill, what are you talking about?
I just hope we're not too late. Hit that saddle. Come on.
All right, I'm ready, but I wish I knew what was going on. Bill, did you hear that?
I sure did. Let's go. Back to Spalletti's.
Bill, I don't hear no more shooting. Things are sure quiet.
Yeah, and that could be bad.
You mean you think something's happened to Spalletti?
No, I hope not.
Who's that?
Spalletti. Bill and Jingle.
Bill, you must have been scared.
Oh, Bill, Mr. Jingles. They come back, I shoot, but I don't go out. Jingle says not to go out, so I shoot through the window.
Slow down, Spalletti.
Yeah, what happened? Now, how's Tony?
Oh, he's going to be all right. Bill, save him, he's alive.
Ah, that's fine, Tony. Glad to hear it. Now, who came back and what'd you see?
I don't see nobody. I hear down by the fence where we find Tony, I hear horses. I hear men yell. I hear cows.
Jingles, we've been played for suckers. Come on, hit that saddle.
Bill, I still don't get you.
You will, partner.
Hi, Buckshot. Yes, boss.
Jim Joker, you heard what Bill said. Bill, I don't hear no cattle bawling.
I'm not surprised at that, Jingles. That was the whole idea.
What do you mean by that?
Somebody smarter, and we gave him credit for being, partner.
You talking about Rip Stanner, Bill?
Maybe. Here we are. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. Well, Bill, there ain't one doggone critter left in this onion patch.
That's right, Jingles. It's getting daylight now, so we'll just trail that bunch of cows.
Why trail them? We know whose cows they are, don't we?
We're only guessing, but maybe you're right. Let's ride to Stanner's ranch and see if we can pin him down.
Well, now you're talking. But can we prove it was him that was here last night and done the shooting?
Well, we may have to do a little bluffing, partner, but I think I got an idea. Come on, let's ride. Here we are, Jingles. Keep your eyes open.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. Ain't easy to keep my eyes open when I ain't slept all night, doggone it.
We'll go right up to the door. But don't take any chances. We've had one trick pulled on us already tonight.
Yeah. Hey, Bill. Plenty of cows around, and those tracks led right up this way.
That's right.
You just going up and ask Steiner if he was the one that shot Tony Spalletti?
Not just like that, partner.
Oh.
Well, what do you want? Hickok.
What's the idea of waking me up this time of the morning?
You sure I woke you up, Stanner?
Doggone your hide. You've been sleeping while I've been riding all over the...
Well, you always sleep in your boots, Stanner.
Huh? Oh, no, I just pulled them on when I heard you knock. What are you doing here?
I followed some cows from Spalletti's farm to here, Steiner. And Tony was shot last night.
Well, that don't concern me. But I hope whoever did a good job.
Now, that ain't no way to talk unless you did the shooting.
You can't accuse me. There's a lot of cows in this country.
Yeah, but only the killer's cows would have been in Spalletti's onion patch. Suppose you come on out while I look yours over.
You see the brand on them last night?
No, you kept me too busy.
Well, I expect to pin anything on me then.
Boss, I heard something out here. Hey, what's Hickok doing here?
He's barking up the wrong tree, Puncher. He thinks we had something to do with shooting Tony Spalletti last night.
Well, thinking ain't good enough. How's he going to prove it?
He figures he's going to ask them cows of mine. But he didn't see no brands on the ones in Spalletti's onion patch.
He didn't, huh?
Ain't going to do you no good to laugh, you hyena.
Jingles is right, Spanner. I arrest you both for shooting of Tony Spalletti.
You're loco, Hickok. You ain't got no proof of that.
Yes, I have, Stanner. That steer just told me.
Boss, he knows something.
Shut up, you idiot.
Watch him, Bill.
That's your last bit, Stanner. Cover him, Jingles.
Sure, but, Bill, I still don't see how you know it was Stanner.
He don't know it. He's bluffing.
No, I'm not bluffing, Stanner. That steer's been eating onions. The only onions nearby are at Spalletti's. And that's all the proof I need.
He's got us, boss.
Well, I'll be doggone. How come I didn't notice that?
Because you'd been eating onions too, partner. But if you remember, I didn't have him.
I'm getting out.
Grab him, Bill.
I got him, Jingles. Get Puncher.
You've got nothing but this.
I'm getting fed up with you, Stanner.
You think you're...
Well, I've got him, Bill. I got this one wrapped up. Let's take him to jail. Ain't the judge going to be surprised when you tell him how they was caught?
He sure will, Jingles.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, you can't fool nobody when you've been eating onions. Even if you happen to be a cow.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Well, that winds up another Wild Bill Hickok story, but we'll be with you again on Monday.
Yes, sirree, Bob, with a story about a couple of real smart hold-up men of the Old West. We call it Big John and Little Mike. And say, Guy, our show is being featured by all the mutual stations during Western Week. And they're presenting lots of special programs paying tribute to the Old West and its pioneers.
I hear it's a real radio rodeo of entertainment. So, partners, keep listening because for the best of the West, it's always MBS. So long, kid.
See you Monday. Choo-choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving-size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Clayton Post, Barney Phillips, Frank Gerstle, Tim Graham, and Dusty Walker. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!